Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour for part two of our two-part series.
When we get into the winter disease season, there's the viral and bacterial diseases. And I know those are treated in different ways.
Correct. Yeah. So that's a great point, right? Used to be in days of old, when you got sick, you got antibiotics. We were like, yep, antibiotics for this, antibiotics for that. Now we know, and we've known for a while, that antibiotics do not treat viruses. So if you have a virus, there are two types of treatment that you can do, okay? There's antiviral treatment, but we're probably not going to give you antiviral treatment unless you're really bad and need that antiviral. And then there's the stay at home and hydrate, because your body's going to take care of it, right? So that's for viruses. For bacteria, as you pointed out, the treatment there may include antibiotics. Kids tend to get your Augmentin, your amoxicillin, lower level. And if you get a really bad infection, you're looking at like vancomycin, some of those higher level antibiotics. The reason that we do not treat viruses with antibiotics anymore is because it creates antibiotic resistance, which means that the potency of that drug wanes. And so those viruses and those bacteria are able to compensate, and then we don't have any drugs to treat them. So we work very hard to not treat people with just antibiotics because it gives bacteria an advantage when it comes to those treatment courses. So yeah, you've definitely got viruses, you've definitely got bacteria, you have parasites, that's the other thing. And so some of those parasites, you'll see that when you have uncooked meat or uncooked things. So going into this holiday season, that's why we really recommend you make sure you cook your and prepare your food correctly so you don't get parasites, you don't get bacteria, you don't get any viruses, and you just have a great holiday season without having to deal with any of that sickness.
And I know the flu and RSV were some of the big ones, but have you seen an uptick in cold cases as well?
Yeah, just regular old cold cases. Yep, you betcha. So before COVID-19, those were our corona cases, because most flu or most regular cold cases are caused by non-SARS-CoV-2. They're just coronavirus. But yeah, absolutely. A lot of people refer to that as the crud. You may not be running a fever. You may not have any of that. You might just have kind of that nasal congestion or the chest congestion, just that regular maybe cough. It may not be related to the flu. And so I think that's a good point too, because just having the cold doesn't necessarily mean that you need to go to the doctor or seek medical treatment. But if you start to have that fever, and or you start to have a cough that you just can't control with over-the-counter medications, you start to feel really bad, dizzy, any of those kind of things, it might be time to get some treatment. But you can absolutely have a cold for a few days, and your body is pretty good at fighting those things off, as long as your body is healthy. So I would put in a plug here for folks that are immunocompromised during the season. You know, if you're immunocompromised and you're going to be out and about, we aren't recommending wearing masks to everybody anymore. And that's because we feel like we've come to a point in our population where we've got enough immunity in vaccines and natural immunity from exposure that not everyone has to wear that. But I would say this, if you are immunocompromised, it's not a bad idea to consider that mitigation. We did it before COVID and during flu season. It's very effective at helping keep things out, and it's very effective at helping us stop spread. So if you live with someone who's immunocompromised, or you're traveling on an airplane, or you're going to a large family gathering and you've got those conditions, it may be a good idea to consider some of those mitigation strategies as well. And I think that if we can be kind and work together, you know, when we see people with a mask, let's respect that. You know, they're doing it for a reason. And if they need to wear that mask, let's be respectful of that. Not a time to make fun of people, not a time to look down on people, because some people just need that in order to get through the season without getting sick themselves.
All right. Is there anything I kind of haven't asked about that you want to touch on?
I do want to put one last plug in on this interview, our community health needs assessment survey. So you'll see throughout Guthrie County and Audubon County, we've got posters. It's on our website. It's on our Facebook. We are doing a community health needs assessment. There are QR codes you can scan to get to that survey, or you can go to our website to take that survey. And what that's going to do is it's going to ask you a series of 18 questions just about where you feel the health of Guthrie County is. We'll talk about medical care. We'll talk about transportation. We'll talk about recreational things. There's just a whole list of things. We're asking that 1,000 people take that survey for us so that we can kind of guide our next 5 years of health planning, so we know where to invest our tax dollars to have the best effect. We want to see where people feel we should be moving towards to make our county healthier. And then we'll couple that with the data that we collect all the time, and we'll find our priorities. And based on those things together, we'll establish our priorities and know how to better drive health in our counties that we serve.
All right. Thank you very much, Jotham.
Thank you for having me.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.